I think this might be the one where you can get me. You might be able to get me on this one. Because you know me, I've been good, Corey, tonight. I've been loving everything that's been coming out.
Loving.
I have been. Pun intended, if you want that.
That was good.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm working on it. My new friend over here. This is going to be the divide. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. I'm going to make a prediction right here. But let me just go ahead and do it right now. I have a prediction here that this is the moment where I'm going to get ganged on. I'm going to be called the pretentious asshole right here. And these guys are going to be the ones that are going to say that this next movie, well, it was just too boring. That's just my prediction right here. Okay. I'm just taking bets right now. And this movie is Jackie. And this is a film where, oh, it's been touted by everybody out there how this sleeper just came in, this dark horse. And then, where did this come from? One of the best movies of the year for certain reasons we'll get into. And y'all looking at me like, yeah, I don't even know what that shit is. Jackie Onassis, Jackie Kennedy.
Jackie Kennedy.
The widow of John Kennedy, of course, when he got his brains blown out in Dallas. And this is the movie. You always hear about John Kennedy. What about poor old Jackie? She's the one that had to, her life had to go on. She's the one that had to deal with the repercussions after this. And not only that, but while the whole country got to look at this, they got to cry. They got to have their time with a guy they ain't even met. The woman who was probably the closest to him, she never got a moment to settle down, you know, after this whole thing happened. All kind of plans had to be made. She had to put up all kind of airs and pretensions to the people of being strong. Let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer for Jackie. And then we'll come back and we'll give our opinions, and I'll see how on the money I was.
People like to believe in fairy tales.
Ready?
Of course.
And you?
I believe that the characters we read about on the page end up being more real than the men who stand beside us. Say, Jack. Jack, can you hear me? Jack, I love you, Jack.
People need their history. They need to know that real men actually lived here.
Grown accustomed to a great divide between what people believe and what I know to be real.
And how would you like him remembered?
There should be more horses, more soldiers.
Why are you doing this, Mrs. Kennedy?
There's more crying, more cameras.
This is making us look like barbarians.
What's wrong with you?
You don't have to do this.
I will march with Jack.
Freeze!
Alone, if necessary. I'm not the First Lady anymore. I lost track somewhere. What was real? Oh, his performance.
Guessing you won't allow me to write any of that.
Hell no.
No. Because I never said that.
Jackie.
Now here's the
Dr. Girlfriend.
Wow. I was gonna talk some shit to you, Martin. That's disrespectful, but I'm like, oh shit.
You sure that's not a man?
But here's one thing I can say about this film is that it's going to take some people, they're going to be taken aback by Natalie Portman's performance, because they're going to see her doing Jackie Kennedy. They're going to be like, shit, you're doing the wrong woman. That's Marilyn Monroe you doing. Now, maybe you knew he was fucking Marilyn Monroe. You were just trying to do the best imitation that you can. And I held back harsh judgment of her performance until I had a chance to actually see what the real. I had to look at what the real Jackie Kennedy sounded like, and she's pretty close.
Mrs. Kennedy, what changes, if any, have you made in the White House since you moved in?
I really haven't made many, Mr. Van Oker, because one can't. It doesn't belong to anyone, but to everyone in this country.
You know, she sounded like she'd been huffing paint from a paper bag or something, you know.
She was popping pills like M&M's in this movie.
Okay. All right, yeah, she's doing her Michael Jackson impression and shit, you know. I tell you, it's the people. And I was like, damn, what's wrong with you?
It's like Floyd the Barber from the Andy Griffith Show.
Hey, Andy, your fucking kid stealing from the store again. I looked at that and I had a whole. Look, I kind of respected her performance before because I think that Natalie Portman is a fine actress. Again, like we've been saying a lot of people tonight on the show, she's an actress that more than ever, what we ever thought she could, she's taken on a lot of different ranges and personalities in films. So it wasn't surprising that she had it. I just had to go back and make sure. But here's the thing about the movie. Now, I love talking about these kind of movies and I regret talking about these kind of movies because I bring a little criticism and invite that on myself because this is where you're going to get true film snob Corey. There's certain things I just cannot avoid talking about in this movie that's going to make me sound like some real art school, film school douchebag right now.
Go for it, man. It's your spotlight.
Have fun.
When else do you get to do this?
Allow me.
Please.
Where my beret at?
that Virginia suit.
Your Buddy Holly glasses.
Where's my cup of coffee with a flower in it? the thing about this movie, for me, is that it achieves what it's trying to do, at least what I perceive it, what it's trying to do. And that is the movie. Let's start with the performance of Natalie Portman. I like the way that she's kind of shown in two parts. You saw that part of her playing the Jackie Kennedy that the public sees, that the public knows, the one that's always out there in the public eye. And that's cool. I thought some of the strongest parts of the movie were with her and Billy Crudup, who is just in the movie. He has no name. He's just the journalist. And the reason why I like that part is because it shows the other part of her where once all this was done, once the trauma's over, once everything is finished, she just sits back and she's like, fuck, you know, this was never about me. You know, I gave my life to him, the public, this whole thing, and what have I got left? And she is bitter as fuck after that.
You'll have to share something personal eventually. People won't stop asking until you do.
And if I don't, they'll interpret my silence however they want. Her brow furrows, her lips are drawn. She holds back her tears, but she can't hide her anger.
Most writers want to be famous.
You want to be famous?
No, I am fine as I am, thank you.
You should prepare yourself. This article will bring you a great deal of attention.
Oh, in that case, any advice for me?
Yes. Don't marry the president.
You know, she turned to Katharine Hepburn. I was like, fuck the people, you know? I like that, you know, we get to, because again, this movie's going back and forth between the aftermath of the assassination and in the aftermath of the assassination, once he's buried and everything, and once she's gone out of her way to fight for certain things, like the right to walk by him at the funeral, you know, the right just to have something to say where there's so much political decisions being made about this dead body. You get the feeling that she is overwhelmed, which makes her sympathetic when it seems like she's being a real bitch to this guy. But the movie really is about how when you don't get this moment to... We don't get this moment to really grieve, and you're doing, and everything you have to do is for everyone else. Everything just becomes unworldly. That's what I liked about this. There's a whole airiness to this while she's trying to deal with all these things, where it captures the feeling of being traumatized and dazed through this whole thing. There's a woman who lost her husband, and it was so traumatized by it and shocked that she was trying to put brains back in. You know, like candy and a jack-o'-lantern, man. I'm not even making a joke. It's, and I kind of, you know, they were going to make this an HBO series at one time, and Spielberg was going to come in and produce it. I don't know what happened, but he left. And I like that this director who came in, who doesn't even like doing biopics, came in and kind of did his own thing, which makes this movie just a dream. There's a score that keeps playing on repeat through this. This melody that just keeps playing over and over again. This woman is, the decor in this movie, for all the angst and tragedy that's happened, is so dreamlike that everything is organized. Everything is sterile, but it's still colorful. I love the decor in this movie because it's part of that period, but everything is just so in its place. It's almost something to show how in stark everything is supposed to be in this place. Everything is supposed to be like this, in contrast to the turmoil that's going on in her life. Am I full of shit so far? What do you got? I'll come back to some things. I don't want to just sit up here and take the pedestal. Podium. You know, it's like. Thank you. But what? How y'all feeling about this, man?
Mm-hmm. With Natalie Portman, I feel like she was playing damn near three different roles in this. You had her playing the first lady, then you had her playing Jackie Kennedy, being behind the scenes with her husband and dealing with the administration, and then you had her playing the woman that happened, when she's giving the interview with that reporter. So you're seeing that Natalie Portman damn near play three different people in this movie, and that's something that really like had me entranced with it. I was mesmerized by her performance. I really liked how they brought in a lot of the old film from the 70s where they have segments from her. Like even I think they showed in here, which I thought was really cool, which I don't think I've seen before, was when she was riding in the limousine, but they had the film from the old reflection playing in the window. That is really neat.
In fact, if you look at the movie, it looks like the whole thing is set to sort of emulate a 16 millimeter grain film.
Yeah,
because it's done like that on purpose, because it almost wants you to relate to her closer, because all the things that we've seen of John Kennedy has been on grainy news footage film. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I thought there was so much just from an artistic level that was thought out in detail with this movie. Go ahead.
It was a lot of attention to detail. Like, it was one of the first things I noticed. The aspect ratio was a little bit thinner than it should have been. I was like, oh, wow. Like, so they made it like this. So when you went to those 16 millimeter films, you're like, all right, it feels more natural to it.
I felt bad because I went over there and kicked my Xbox.
Why you ain't working, goddammit?
Get it right. I paid $40 for you, thanks to Felix.
I was confused when it first happened. And I was like, is it supposed to be like this? But when they started switching back from the old footage to the new footage, I was like, oh, okay, I get it. And one of the things that a really good telling sign of a movie, especially if it's a biopic or based off of a true story, is after it's done, do I go back and check to see what it's about? And I went back and watched some of her old, like, they showed that interview when she was sitting down
tour of the White House.
And like, you're like, well, why isn't she talking like this when she's not in front of the cameras? And then when she is, I was like, oh, well, that's her going into first lady mode, where I like everything is beautiful. But then like when those cameras start, she's like, man, fuck this shit, I want to go take care of my babies. I'm like, holy shit.
When she went off on Bobby Kennedy.
You're like, okay, this chick is in charge.
Marn, what's up?
Everything you guys said about this movie is right on, especially all the positive things about the artistic, what do you call it, merit of it. All the different choices. I did like that. What pulls it back from me is I thought Natalie Portman was great most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of times, not the most, but where her impression sound like Elmer Fudd.
Because she was trying to do like a combination of Marilyn Monroe
and a Boston accent.
Yeah,
and I couldn't get around it. And even like that, she has some great emotional moments in here that just bring you to tears. But there's also some where she loses the accent, and I couldn't help but notice. I was like trying not to even focus on that, but it would just be like a record that skips, and you're like,
ugh. I ain't coming at you. I'm not gonna do a loving on you. I was just saying one of the things that he's already starting. So I'm not coming at you. I'm one of the things that I know.
I said I'm not gonna do a loving on you.
No, that was before the show. I've just noticed that there's something with you where you listen for accents, I think, more than the average person. I'm not even saying that's a bad thing. I just noticed that you always say, I hear that actor doing that.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, I might bring it up. Just because I bring it up doesn't mean it's a big deal to me. But her accent is another character in this movie. So whenever it would trip and fall, I couldn't help but notice it there.
Yeah,
nice. You kind of, if they could retake that scene, maybe.
I hear you, because it took it. I mean, I'm not going
to. It plays so prevalently. It should have got a credit. Also, like just three quick things. Like, you know, she throws so much into her performance, and the actor they get to play JFK. It's like they dug JFK up out of the ground.
I said, holy shit.
Yeah.
They patch his head up and put it back up there. Like, God damn, that guy, I don't even think that's makeup.
He's just wearing a CG character.
They did a Forrest Gump with that shit. Right
there. I think he says he has to pay.
Yeah. I saw the actor, I looked him up, and I think that he actually resembles JFK very closely.
Oh, it's scary. So with all that, it's weird then to get to Peter Sarsgaard, who's not Bobby Kennedy, even though he says he is, and the other actor who's Lyndon B. Johnson. I was like, come on, y'all. For real? That's who you're going to throw in for this?
Well, that's the thing with the movie, man.
Just have so much energy put into one thing and not so much the other. It's a bit of a, you know, throws the balance off.
Yeah, it's weird because one of the things that's cool and kind of distracting at the same time is that they have actors in here who, some of them, they do makeup on them so well that they're almost unrecognizable, man. Mm-hmm. Gerwig, man. I thought she was the Joker. I didn't know who she was in the movie. I didn't notice her.
It took me a while to figure out who she was.
Yeah. Same with me. But this is the only still I can find right here. He's a little far off. I'll just put an arrow underneath him because you probably don't recognize him. But Peter Sarsgaard, man, they give him some fake teeth. His overbite is sticking out like 2 feet ahead of him, and I was like,
yeah, but he just still has that face that always looks like this,
half asleep.
Yeah,
that was really yeah. I know right I make now. This comparison all the time, but he's so tall. There was one moment he stood up and he had to look on his face. He looked like Frankenstein. It was weird. It's weird. It looks odd.
Now, on a personal level, just for me, it's not really something I can like. Yeah, fuck you, film. But I just personally. I'd never really warm up to movies that are described as having a dreamlike quality.
Mm-hmm.
And this has that. So it's always something that holds me back from being completely into it. And it's just a somber tone all the way through with that cello playing the whole time. Mm-hmm. And like what we just talked about with Manchester by the Sea, not that they're the same movies, but it did help that there was a balance of humor and tragedy. And this just felt tragic, like she's about to break apart and cry the whole time.
Hey man, I get it. That's the one thing I said about this movie.
It's just kind of unrelenting. And even in the scenes with Billy Crudup, where it's older, she's a different person. But man, after all she's gone through much, have that reporter be so antagonistic to her. I was just like, Jesus, you don't even give her a break at any point in this movie?
He's a reporter, man. That's what they're supposed to do.
I like that because she was he just went in with his guard up. He already knew that she was bitter at this moment. And she's everything that he's writing about, she's telling him, like, the moment he gets to the door, she's like, I'm editing that piece. And he's like, fuck you are. No, you're not. He's like, you know, he had to have his guard up the whole time. She wasn't giving him anything. She was giving him everything. And then at a certain moment, she's like, but you're not writing that.
Yeah, that's one of the things I appreciated about it because it from what everybody saw about Jackie O when she was the first lady and in the aftermath was that, all right, she was just a beautiful face. She didn't have anything to say. She was just an airhead from Boston. And when they when you see this movie, they show her as like she's a really intelligent person. And she even says people just think I'm this idiot girl that married a president. But I was at first in my debate club and all this other stuff. Sure. You're like, Jesus. And when you see her use her beauty. And her intelligence to manipulate people into doing things she wants to do. I was like, wow, that was well done.
Yeah.
Well, what I think is most interesting about this movie is what they show is like when the president died, the rest of the administration was like, okay, fuck her. We got other shit to do.
Yeah.
Why are you still here? We don't take care of you no more. You got to move on.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it, man. There was a moment where she once it was all done and she finally had a chance to breathe. Just reality just jumped on her and crushed her. She's like, I married a dude, and people didn't even think about this with John F. Kennedy. Man, he was a pimp. He was fucked around on her so much. She's like, I put so many sacrifices up for him. I put up with him. I did everything for his administration. And she says to him right there, she said, and where did that fucking get me?
You know, I don't own the White House. I don't own this house. I don't own my name. Like, I'm a Kennedy, but I'm not a Kennedy. Yeah.
And that's why I love the movie, man. I'm telling you right now, I really love this film because I like movies that can be dreamy. I like movies that can get a point across when it suits the film because there are nuances in that, in those, if they do it right, in that the decision they chose to direct the movie in a dreamlike stake, our state. Sorry, they there's a lot of nuances in there that you have to see that really say a lot about the subject. One of the things I was looking at in the movie is that, like if you see, I'm gonna pull it back. There's so many scenes in here where she is, where she's
just roaming the White House.
They frame it to where. Like right there, mm-hmm. They frame it to where you see how everything is organized, everything is in its place. But when she's by herself, she is alone. Mm-hmm. She is the center of the frame. There's nothing around her. But when she finally does get close with people, the camera is always shaking. It's always chaotic. She never, when she's with people, it's in chaos. When she's alone, she's truly alone. And I don't do it every scene, but you can tell that those are conscious decisions that are made. It's just the movie where I was looking at it at first. And even there was a moment I was watching it with my fiance, and I was like, and she's like, are you bored? And I was like, no, this movie is just going to have to be something where I got to finish watching it and see how it sticks with me. And by the end of the movie, I was lost in it. Mm-hmm. You know, that I understand what you say. Like, movies like that don't appeal to you. And they're just a way of thinking. With me, movies like that pull me in. I'm in that dream. I'm wrapped up in it.
In the 70s.
And you know, and I'm I don't know. I really love the movie more than I thought it would. More than I thought I would. I was thinking about it long before it was done. And I can't even say I will rave about the film. I'm not going to go out and tell people to watch it. I can't give this to people because they're going to be coming back at me. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
You know? See, I feel like that about Manchester by the Sea. Like, yeah, watch this. Why would you do this to me?
But what do you think people do that more with Manchester by the Sea or this movie?
I feel with Manchester by the Sea, man. Because keep in mind, see, you giving looks. And so you know, you get mad when I zap say some shit. But when, yeah. Don't you do this double standard shit, man. But I feel like with this it's like, you can be like, all right, you know, go back and watch it for this, and you can take out. I feel like with this, there's more gravity to the situation. And I feel like maybe if I were to watch Manchester by the Sea before I watched this, I'd be like, all right, Manchester by the Sea would have hit more with me. But with this, there's more nuance to the situation, and there's more gravity to the situation. You have billions of people watching you. Every move you make is going to be criticized, whether you're bringing your kids out to the funeral or you don't bring them out, whether you're going to walk with them, whether you're not going to walk with them. So like that stuff, that hits home with me more than just be like, all right, we got to deal with all this other shit. And
I hear you. I might even watch this movie again. It's just a movie I respect. And I lived in the moment when I was with it. And for that, I'm giving this a full price. I, whether I see it again or not, I love this film. So, Martin.
Like I said, I like so much of it. And you guys have brought up a lot of things about it for me to appreciate even more than I did. But I'm kind of like you where I've seen it the once. I don't have that desire to watch it again for the reasons I named, and I kind of wish the scope had been just a tiny bit bigger. I would have loved to see more of her with JFK, just for the tragedy to hit a little bit harder.
Can I ask you something just real quick? Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but do you think, again, I know I've done this all night, but don't you think that would probably defeat what the movie was doing? Because this is centered on her. It's not JFK at all. He's out.
But I wanted her with him. Because, I mean, you say he's out, but it's their relationship, her relationship with him, that makes this so important. It would have just had just a little bit more balance. And I'm not even saying, like, another 30 minutes of that. I mean, another 10 or 15 minutes could have been enough to satisfy me and push me over to the full price. I give it a very high matinee.
All right.
Okay. I like the way the amount they had JFK in here because, again, this is something they did with Manchester by the Sea. They shot it out of order. Or it's edited together out of order, so you see him, you know, get shot, then he's back and they're, you know, being played to by the orchestra and all this other fun stuff. So you get to see the tragic moments and you get to see the happy moments they had. So I was able to look past that. The only two things that really bothered me with this movie was, one, when that cello came in and the music came in, it was really overbearing. I'm expecting Jaws to come up out. Like, where is he? I know you hear sharks.
We were like, dude, could you just chill and let me watch this?
That was a little overbearing. And the other thing is, you're right, Peter Skarsgård is no Bobby Kennedy. You're just like, that kind of pulled me back in the dude, the guy that was from Walking Dead that was playing Lyndon B. Johnson. It was a little off-putting. But again, like you said, this movie is centered around Jackie Kennedy. And I feel like she encompassed if Jackie Kennedy were allowed to see this movie, she'd be like, wow, like, I feel like she nailed it. Like, she got how I loved my husband, how I was intelligent, but I also had to put on this different facade for people outside of the White House. So with that, man, this probably will make my top 10. I'm giving this a full price. I want to watch this again.
Ooh. Well, that was anticlimactic.
See, not like you predicted.
I thought y'all just going to tell me I'm full of shit by this review.
No, we're not you.
Yet. One day you will be.
I can't get that better.
He'll quit before he gets that far.
And you have been me, so I'm saying nothing. Damn, I don't even know to go from here. I was like, shit, man. Thought y'all gonna tell me fuck you, you pretentious fuck. But
not
hey,
at all.
Okay, man. Well, there is hope for y'all. Way to go. This is what I'm being serious. That's what I thought that y'all were going.
Really, I'm surprised that you thought that.
Man, I was at home getting mad.
When I put this about together. Our opinions that you
made
up.
Yeah, because I thought y'all were gonna come after me. I thought y'all gonna be like coming from the man who likes Smurfs and shit. I was getting comebacks together, waiting on y'all to attack me. I'm disturbed like that, man.
Read us some of your comebacks.
Fuck and you. I had just started, man. If I had 5 more minutes, I'm running late for the show. Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing you won't allow me to write any of that.
No. Because I never said that.